a rabbi was, after all, a teacher. He was a clear, kind one, still with a touch of East End about him. His father had sold Schmutter's clothes in Petticoat Lane, and when he was made a peer in 2009, he took the title Baron Aldgate. But he was also firm, even stern. He wanted to leave his mostly secular listeners in no doubt that things were good or evil, true or false, absolutely, and that moral relativism was the scourge of the age. Judaism, as he pointed out, often provided antidotes to the chaos. The Torah, God's will revealed in words, was an algorithm that gave discipline to life. Keeping Shabbat was an ideal way to achieve work-life balance. The festivals and high holy days reminded Jews of their shared traditions and history, the we, not the I. Above all, out of the suffering endured by Jews for centuries, Judaism had distilled hope. Every crisis gave birth to opportunity. The world could be changed not by force, but by ideas. Unhappily, though, much of the raucousness that dogged him came from Jews themselves. Though non-Jews saw him as the spokesman for all the Jews of Britain, officially he was the leader of only an Orthodox minority, the United Hebrew Congregations of the Commonwealth. A much larger number, Reform and Liberal and Ultra-Orthodox, or Haredi, were outside his purview, but still looked to him. Pleasing everyone was impossible. His intellectual instincts, honed at Church of England schools and Cambridge rather than religious schools, were on the liberal side, and in that spirit he made services more lively and revised the daily prayer book, translating the Hebrew from scratch.